With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MACK25.
This holiday season, give the gift that everyone actually wants, Omaha Steaks. Right now, save 50% site-wide, plus an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. From USDA-certified very tender filet mignons and perfectly aged ribeyes, to juicy burgers and gourmet sides and desserts that make every meal unforgettable, Omaha Steaks brings steakhouse-quality flavor straight to your doorstep. Whether you're gifting family across the country or filling your own freezer, every box arrives perfectly packaged and guaranteed to impress. Because nothing says I love you most like a gift of Omaha Steaks. Skip the malls and the guessing. Go to omahasteaks.com right now. That's omahasteaks.com to save 50% site-wide, plus get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. Hurry, this deal won't last. Omaha Steaks, delivering joy since 1917. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
Hello everyone, and welcome to today's Sunday Q&A, and we're going to start off with a big shout out to everybody at Raja Bank at Junction 13 on MK. I had to do a pickup, and I pulled in, and a bloke on the forks went, "I've just been watching the video." Still can't get over that, I'll be honest with you. And then they sort of go, "Hey Barry," this guy was Alan actually, "Hey Alan, this guy's he's a famous YouTuber." Not famous. Really not famous. Really small fish in a really small pond. It's what it is. It's kind of the thing is, I'm going to end up at a distribution centre with other van and lorry drivers who are the kind of people who might watch videos about van and lorry drivers. If, for example, I was at one of my daughter's interior design events, or if I was a mate's where they were working at Vauxhall, or anywhere else in the world... Other than, of course, in the non-compliant, well, they were still coming up for a name from the old Dick and Jerry and the Australian. I'm just going completely off tangent. All the people that are not couriers that watch the thing. Anyway, big shout out to people at Raja Pack, which leads me to, as I was backing into Raja Pack, I also had a phone call from a mob at Watson's, because I've now got a Watson's fuel card. And they kind of went... The guy who's my account manager went, "Yeah, my boss has been on to me. And apparently, people who watch your video have signed up another two customers this week," which brings us on to fuel prices. Kind of a roundabout way of me getting to where I need to be. Let's face it, I could be a bit more expedient, but I don't tend to be. I tend to sort of waffle a lot, you know, procrastinate, meander, that kind of, I'm doing it again. So this week's fuel prices. I'm going to do this week's fuel prices video this morning, which is Saturday. I've got to work out how to schedule it because it's a short. Because I've got Lisa's cousin coming in from London tomorrow. Well, he's coming in today, but I'm picking him up tomorrow. I'm rambling again. So don't worry about putting fuel prices on the comments this week, but next week I might be fishing. As it is, I've got all of my emails in now. I've got the email in from Watson's and all the other mob. Also, had a phone call from UK Fuels, the Ratchet System. And they turned around and went, "Oh yeah, we've dropped your fuel price this week." I went, "Yep." How do we do? I went, "No, you're still 3p dearer than Watson's." And they went, "I'll talk to accounts. I'll see." He said, "No, what price have you got?" And they gave me 109 and Watson's last week were 106. And they went, "Oh, what price have you got?" And I went, 106. "What, 106 precisely?" And I went, actually, and I had it all written down on the pad because I was doing the video on fuel prices. So I wrote it all down so I could record it. And I went, "No, they were 106.81. "Oh, okay, fine." And then I said, "Look, I'm going to have to call you back. I've got another call coming or something. Something was happening." I don't want to put in an email. And sure enough, 106.46. So, and I don't like myself for this, I used it because it was the cheapest. And you go, what, Peter? What do you mean you don't like yourself for this? You're running a business. Because I don't like the way they do business. I don't like the idea that what they'll do is they'll give you a cheap price and then hope you don't notice as they crank it up behind you. It is a business technique. There's nothing wrong with it. It's not even necessarily immoral. It's just a business technique, which clearly works for them. But I don't like it because, from our point of view, it means that we're constantly checking it. You've got to constantly be checking it. Whereas what you really want is someone who you know is going to give you a super price every week and you can just go with them. So I thought what I'll do is I'll use it, because we're all checking it now. We've got TWFP. It takes a minute to watch TWFP and you know where you stand. And the second that they try and ratchet it up, we try and use them. To try to learn. Because if enough of us do this, solidarity, brothers, if enough of us do this, their business model will start to fail. Because it's working on the principle that we don't notice that they clock the price up and keep paying them. Like one of my guys said, one of the guys from Drew Turner, who's now Express Fuels, said, he said, I've known them where they've charged more than the pump price. I've had people ring me up and go, my price is where? I mean, that's more than pump price. And they're still using them because they don't. They just flee and they've got other things to worry about and they just carry on. But this is no good. So anyway, so I've used them and actually this week, they're cheaper still. They're still cheapest again, but there's not a line here this week. Anyway, if you want to know the fuel prices, watch TWFP on Monday. Takes about a minute. There you go. So that's it on fuel prices. You don't need a comment this week, lads. Oh, what a big shout out to White Man Van, who really... Oh, do me one favour, though, White Man Van. If is it Silver Key Fuels as well? There's two. There's Watson's and there's another one that you put in that's really, really keen. And I'm keen to contact them as well. And just tell them a story and go, this is what I'm doing. This is what's going on. Or maybe I can get a card off them. And then I'll be able to monitor them, get their emails, that kind of thing. But strikes me that it's Watson's Red and the Silver Key Fuels seem to be the best. I'm getting to the bottom of it. I am getting to the bottom of it. It's only taken me 7 years. An argument can be said I should have done it sooner. Because I should have done it sooner. But we get to the bottom of it. So do us a favour, White Man Van, if you can leave in the comments what the other Silver Key Fuels are. And also, the people I didn't get on Monday's video, it's because I couldn't work out how to read the comments on the app on my phone. This is really boring. Trust me, I don't want to bore, which is full stop. But I know how to do it now. You have to go to community and then view all. So I can do that now. I can actually go back and scroll through the comments on my phone. So we're good to go on that one. Marvellous. Right, this week's main video was on quoting the right price on the CX. And I kind of thought it'd be more needed than it was, to be honest with you. I'll put it out there, let people kind of know the score. But what I was more concerned about is the amount of people that turn around and go, oh, you run for these prices on the CX, you're going to go bust. And then the other people that turn around and go, I wish I could get the prices that you're getting on the CX, I get half that. And I sit there thinking, really? Am I charging too much? Am I charging too little? Am I charging the right price? And I've been in the game a little while now. I mean, I don't purport to know. I still know next to nothing about it. But I've been doing it about 7 years. And I know people that are, you know, as I say, I stand on the shoulders of giants. We've got the wise guys. We've got seasoned professionals. I know people that run big career firms like HPC and PCS and... So there's plenty of people around me. D&D, and you can talk to these people, and they go, no, that's what we pay. And then we all have a little bitch up about other people out there, like the ones that are always returning the pallets to Swaddling Coat, that don't pay enough. But it's not their fault. You can't blame them. Their customer doesn't want to pay them. They're empty pallets. We're not transporting perfume. We're not moving mink coats. They're dirty pallets. We're not going to pay a lot to take them back. It'd be cheaper to burn them. So, you know, certain people, there's not a lot of money on the jobs. And then you go to the shipper and they'll go, look, I haven't got any money on this job. You don't have to take it. It's yours if you want it. They're pretty straightforward, you know. So, I wanted to put a video out. I'm thinking, well, the prices I'm going to go out on a limb here. The prices I seem to charge seem to be industry standard. And also, when I try and quote my own customers more money, because I think they're my own customer, they're going to pay more, suddenly they don't book me for jobs. And then before you know it, There's a Chiltern lorry in there. So it's like, okay, so obviously they turned around and said they'd do it. So I kind of feel that there is kind of an industry standard price. And if you're moaning about the industry standard price, the chances are maybe you ain't running. If the wheels ain't turning, you ain't earning. And maybe the wheels ain't turning enough. And if you're charging more and getting it, good luck you. But I would be very careful that someone doesn't come in and pull the rug from underneath you, because there are people out there that will do it for this money. This is my take on it. Like I say, it's probably wrong, or at least largely erroneous. Your take on it was this. Paul Glibby Transport says, he says, I totally agree with all your comments. Well, that makes me feel slightly better. Paul, thanks very much, mate. Lee says, I honestly think every day is different. This week I've been bidding on jobs in which I've done many times before, but not getting them, even though my price is exactly the same. I just don't get it. Sean says, well said, Pete. He says, I suppose this is a question is a bit like, how long is a piece of string? But at what rate do people drop their price per mile for short jobs? I.e., you'd want £250 for 25 miles, but at what distance does it come down? Is 50 miles at £5 reasonable? Again, no straight answer, but it would be interesting to hear what others think. Well, this is why we're here. It varies on the job. I have noticed one thing recently, though, which is on an 18-tonne. If the job is 88 miles or 80-odd miles, it's not 250, it's 3. Because, and I've been quoting a few threes on that and getting them. Not all of them, obviously, because it's a way to go. And I don't know if it's because of the way to go, and also because, I mean, dang it, I love two jobs, either the up and down, so Dunstable to Preston, or maybe Preston's a bit far, okay, let's say Dunstable to Nottingham, and then Nottingham to Dunstable. And that's lovely, because you get good money on the way up, good money on the way back, no grief. Or three round towns, possibly four, if you can squeeze it in. 20 miles, 10 miles, 15 miles, because them jobs pay good money. And I mean, what I've won, this, I mean, it wasn't round town, but it's cross country. So I'm based in Luton, it was Peterborough to Slough. So I was in Milton Keynes, I went there, then back home on a Friday, Slough on a Friday afternoon. Of course I was in Slough on a Friday afternoon. It's a Friday afternoon. That paid 380 miles. But it's across, so when you finish, I didn't have far to pick it up because I was in Milton Keynes, and I didn't have far to go home when I finished, because Slough to Dunstable isn't bad. That was lovely. And forked on, forked off. On and off in 10 minutes, both sides. Brilliant. Loved that one. Yeah, it is how long is a piece of string, and it is just a matter of that there is no graph on it. You just have to get involved. And I think the money's about right. I might be due another live bidding on the CX, because that's a very popular video. And also, I might do one on the lead up to Christmas, because it's like, I thought if I do ones at different times of the year, it'll give you an indication of how much work is out there in October, how much work is out there in the middle of summer, how much work is out. And I'll do one again in January. So you can go, well, this is what it's like right now, and this is the kind of prices they are right now. And I'll try and do an estimate for vans, but let's face it, I don't know vans. I don't do vans anymore. So point nine, I'm not even Pete the courier driver anymore. I'm now Pete the trucker. Not that it makes any difference. But there we go. Which leads us to this week's miscellaneous.
I used to love my morning coffee until it stopped loving me back. The bloating, the discomfort, it just wasn't worth it anymore. Then I found Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee blended with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics. Now I get my morning ritual without the crash or the discomfort. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, you could win $100 cash or even get your entire order refunded. Head to everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
Dale Steele says, how are you getting on the road, Dale? Picking up engines. Hope it's going well. He says, try using AI to improve your business. Use AI to find companies that are likely to use couriers. Use it to look for niches or even design adverts. Companies that first use AI are the ones that will blow up. I don't have a lot to do with AI. I know Neil at Neptune Couriers, when he was doing his sort of thumbnails in the shape of Family Guy, I went, they're brilliant, Neil. Where are you getting them from? He said, Susie. That's his other half. He said, she just does the AI thing. And you put a photo on and say, make this photo look like Family Guy, and it does. Apparently it's brilliant. I don't have a lot of need for it. I'm pretty basic, and it works. And one of the things, I tend to adapt when I need to, and at the moment, I mean, I suppose I could get ahead of the curve, but I'm not into growing, I'm not into advertising, I'm not into expanding the business. I'm more your kind of friendly neighbourhood truck driver, where people give me a ring, because I know I've got a decent job, I'm going to turn up on time, and I'm not too dear. And I've got enough work. I don't need a job plug for more work. I don't really need it. I could do AI thumbnails on this, but I'll be honest with you, I don't like it. It's all these people going like, and there's captions, and it's like, look at my video, it's brilliant, and I'm like, oh, that's not really what I do. The channel is kind of, it's a bit like, you know, cup of tea in a shed, let's just sit and talk about stuff, smoke a roll up, I don't smoke now, I give up 20 years ago, and then go to work. You know, that's kind of what we do. So you can leave all the snazzy stuff for the others. I just do basic. Basic works for me. Like, you know, like cornflakes. Original and still, well, not original. Yeah, original, still the best. Or Weetabix, I never knew there was so much in it. And that's the Radio Times. Contemporary reference for the 18 to 24-year-olds there. John Sharp says, right, we're on vans. Japanese Toyota was always the best. The car is Honda, are screwed together well, will do 200k if looked after. Transit, rubbish. Was a mechanic, can't say, but the biggest fleet operators got rid of trannies, wouldn't start in the cold, wet belt. The wet belt was a total disaster. Whoever came up with the concept of wet belt is one of the guys on the channel said, if the wet belts are so great, then how come they don't fit them on trucks? What a daft idea that is. Friend had one under 50,000 miles. The engine went 3k plus to fix it. No one likes a wet belt. No one likes it. Just keep. I know what I'll do. I'll run this rubber through oil. What could possibly go wrong? Well, the rubber could perish, then the engine could break, and then all the pistons could bing, 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 and you have a huge repair bill. Which means probably more money, a bit of cheddar cheese for the people that make the engines. Alex Robbins says, oh, right, yeah, this is like, right, and in conclusion, I should write it in the right place, you know, really, I don't. In conclusion this week, Alex Robbins says, I think this is to do with the truck stop, what's it called? I forget, well, that's kind of coming down really well. The one that's kind of on the M6, I've stopped it a couple of times, really nice truck stop. He said, does anybody remember the old Indian guy who used to sit there selling watches out of a shoebox? Nice old fella. Well, this is another thing that gets me, random things at truck stops. I don't think it's still there now, but I was always very pleased with the hair-cutting bus at Potter's Bar, you know, sort of South Mimms, where you could stop for half an hour, wander across the road, get your hair cut in a bus, talk about tennis, and then go back to work. I don't think it's there anymore. Shame on it, really. Random things at truck stops. Comments. What's the most random thing that is at a truck stop? Not that you've seen, because I'm sure you've seen lots of... Well, actually, you can put that in as well if you like. I don't mind. Let's just call it random things at truck stops. Might make a free video. You know, free content. Anyway, that's it. So I'm going to put this one up now, and I'm going to quickly record fuel prices. Ready to go for Monday. And that's it. Take care. Take money.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all-new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. You won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at hero.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to policygenius.com. That's policygenius.com.